Welcome to the Hermes Investment Podcast, bringing you up-to-date views from our team.
So Tim, how do you identify the companies in which you're going to invest, and how do you then gauge and validate the impact that these companies are going to have on society?
Well, I think the key thing here is that, you know, looking for impact and looking for financial returns is adding a new layer of complexity in terms of, you know, finding companies that fit the bill. And I think traditional methods and metrics such as screening, for example, are actually less relevant for this sort of approach. So what we've done is we formed 8 distinct key impact themes, and we're using thematic research to find companies that play into those themes. Then when we identify a company that is potentially a good fit from a thematic point of view, we look at it from a bottom-up point of view to understand A, what the valuation is, and B, what the potential positive impact is from the company in question. And we do this through a process of qualitatively first understanding what the outcomes being delivered by this company are and to what extent they are helping deliver a positive impact. And also quantitatively through measuring potential outputs such as, for example, CO2 reduction or greenhouse gases displaced or water saved, which we can measure over time and therefore help us understand how the impact case is evolving and improving.
Right, okay. Well, it sounds like that's been a big change from the way it's historically done, whereby companies were screened out as opposed to sort of looking at things in a more qualitative way. Is that fair?
Absolutely. I think the problem with traditional screening techniques is that, you know, they capture a company at a point in time and are typically very historical and backward looking. I think what we're trying to do here is identify opportunities where companies are changing. So I'll give you an example of one company that we're invested in, which initially was a fossil fuel based power producer, but has since transitioned away from fossil fuels and now almost completely 100% renewable energy. And I think if you had tried to screen for that company, it would have screened out on the basis that it still had substantial amount of power generation through fossil fuels, where now actually this is pretty much the poster child for what would be a good, impactful utility, in our opinion.
Okay, so far more nuanced than it used to be.
Absolutely.
Can you give us an example of some of the themes that you are playing or could play in the portfolio?
So, as I said, there are 8 key impact themes in the portfolio currently. That might change. If we find there are new themes worthy of addition, we can do so. And some of the examples are things like water, for example, looking for companies that either help other companies conserve their water or help consumers conserve their water. We're looking at future mobility, things like electric vehicles. One of the companies we own, for example, manufactures a specific component without which it wouldn't be possible to mass produce electric vehicles. We're looking at companies in the health and well-being space. Companies, these are not necessarily traditional healthcare companies such as Big Pharma, but actually companies that are driving key innovations such as genetic engineering and genetic testing, which will be key enablers of, you know, future healthcare and changing the way really we go about treating diseases such as and conditions such as cancer, for example. And one of my favorite themes is actually the Impact Enablers Group. And this is a bunch of companies that don't directly have products and services that create a positive impact, but actually through their products and services, they enable those companies that are having a positive impact to do so.
Okay. And a lot has been made in the press recently, Tim, of the link between companies with strong ESG and, you know, impact would fall into that to some degree, and financial returns. Can you maybe talk about the link between impact companies and financial returns?
Absolutely. So I think starting off with ESG maybe, I mean, ESG is a component of impact investing, and it will certainly be something that we look at on a sort of traditional ESG metrics basis. But when it comes to financial returns, ESG is very useful at sort of negating the potential pitfalls and avoiding those risks that can create negative drawdowns on valuations. Impact investing looks at things more holistically and essentially is trying to it's about trying to identify those positive opportunities. So things such as the 8 themes that I talked about previously, whereby through identifying where we are moving to in the future, you're as a result of that, identifying companies that are changing towards what is, you know, what are future positives and where the world is moving towards.
Thank you for listening to the Hermes podcast. If you found it interesting and would like to listen to more podcasts by Hermes, please visit our website, hermes-investment.com, and search for podcasts. These podcasts are for information purposes only, and the views, information, or opinions expressed therein are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of Hermes Investment Management and its employees. Performance should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. All the performance represented is historical. Past performance is not a reliable indicator of future results, and investors may not recover the full amount invested.